AM 560. The Answer.
Dan Proft, Amy Jacobson. Rihanna saying that she found love in a hopeless place. Mary Claire Kendall, our next guest, has found faith in what I would think would be a faithless place. She joins us now. Mary Claire Kendall is a Washington-based writer, and she's a regular contributor to Forbes and Breitbart. Her newest book is called Oasis, Conversion Stories of Hollywood Legends. Thanks so much for joining us, Mary Claire Kendall.
Absolutely. Good morning. Good morning.
So tell us, the book is very interesting because it takes some of the most well-known names in Hollywood history, Spencer Tracy, Lana Turner, Gary Cooper, Alfred Hitchcock, John Wayne, and it talks about maybe some of their struggles, but the importance at some point in their life of their conversion to Catholicism, which is a story that I don't ever recall being told about any of these individuals. So tell us a little bit about the book and some of these conversion stories.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. No, Lana Turner was the one that bowled me over. She was very young when she converted, and then she went to Hollywood and drank the Kool-Aid. And then, but as she, you know, progressed, she, bad choice in men, but she really found faith. And the most impressive thing about her is that she said she was so happy inside. She knew it had to come from a good place. She knew it came from, you know, God.
But then when these people were, you know, realized their own mortality and that they're going to be passing away, did they regroup and find fortitude provided by faith and prayer?
Well, you know, it wasn't always at the end. I mean, Gary Cooper, that's been misreported, and his daughter, Marie Cooper Jenna, said no way was it a deathbed conversion. He was really trying to come re-heal the family after that, you know, the big affair with Patricia Neal. Of course, the Patricia Neal story, that's an incredible, it weaves into that. It's the story of healing, forgiveness, and love. Marie Cooper famously spat upon her when she was a teen, and she reached out after that stroke and said, "I forgive you," after Patricia Neal had that awful stroke. "I forgive you."
Well, some of our objectivist friends may remember Gary Cooper and Patricia Neal because they played opposite one another in Ayn Rand's The Fountainhead. And
yes.
So tell us a little bit about that the story of both of them. They had this affair you just referenced, and then they both subsequently chose a different path.
Right, right. I mean, Gary Cooper realized it was ripping his family apart. It was ripping his stomach apart. He had terrible ulcers, and he just had to... He went to Cuba. He wanted to get Hemingway's approval, his good friend Hemingway, and Hemingway didn't, because they were very good friends with his beautiful wife, Rocky Cooper. And so he then gradually, they were separated when they went on that junket, High Noon, you know, they were still separated, and Rocky was becoming a much, much better person, and she just had a lot of style, and he came back, and he realized, you know, this is the kind of woman that I like. But obviously it was also for his daughter. He had just made this movie, I can't remember the name of it, Blue Paradise, I think, about a father that comes back to take care of his teen daughter. And and he went to the Vatican during that High Noon junket and met the Pope, and then finally this priest, you know, that Rocky introduced him to, and they went on long rides. She thought they'd talk about spiritual things, but they enjoyed scuba diving, and gradually he realized, you know, I don't want to be quite such a bum.
And
in his words, and a little religion wouldn't do no hurt. And your words.
You also profile Bob Hope. So Bob Hope's struggles, maybe less well known because he was such a beloved figure, and then his conversion.
Well, you know, comedians, you know, they're reflecting on David Letterman, how will it be in retirement? He's a tortured soul. No, he's not. He's got Carson West. You know, I mean, comedians, that's part and parcel of their nature. And he had a difficult childhood. That's kind of a theme throughout all these stories, except bookended by Stability, Hitch, Cooper, and then Patricia Neal Stable. But he was a long-termer. I mean, in World War II, when he was entertaining the troops and saw that Francis Spellman got a bigger applause, oh my goodness, Cardinal McCarrick in Washington, the Cardinal Mayor, just said, that really got him thinking, and the dedication of the troops. Long, long journey. He was a chip off the old block, had that weakness of womanizing. But gradually, I think with the Reagan Library, when that was dedicated in 91, and he was relegated to making small talk on the tram with Michael Eisner and Lou Wasserman, the big agent, he just was like, I can't believe I'm not in the limousine. I think that really was a turning point, in my humble opinion. And he became a Catholic, but like shortly thereafter.
So with all these actors, it was kind of their own personal revelations. It wasn't an outside influence that maybe a priest or a colleague that said you need to chart a different course that influenced them.
Well, it was usually like a crisis point. Betty Hutton, she was following in the footsteps of her good friend Judy Garland. She was down to 88 pounds, terribly addicted to prescription pills, and she was at this rehab center in Boston. Saw this priest checking in his bombed cook, and she said, that priest is going to save my life. Huh. By jingo, he did. Father Peter McGuire, Providence, Rhode Island.
So
amazing story. If you get the book for anything, they're all amazing, but Betty Hutton particularly.
So never too late for conversion, and even in the toughest places like Hollywood. Mary Claire Kendall, the author of Oasis, Hollywood Conversion Stories, thanks so much for joining us. We appreciate it.
Let me tell you one more thing. They can get it at Barnes & Noble locally and Peter in the Loop. A lot of the copies I'm signing, I'm running around tomorrow to sign copies.
Okay, great. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.
And she joined us on our turnkey.pro answer line.
The stories you need to know to start your day. This is Chicago's Morning Answer on AM 560, The Answer.